Our top story today, the city of Seattle appears to be doing an about-face on the new employee head tax on businesses. You know, the city council approved this tax about a month ago to generate money for affordable housing and homeless services. But right now, the city council is meeting to vote on whether to repeal that tax. And here to tell you the story is KUOW's online editor, Sydney Brownstone. Welcome, Sydney.
Hey, Bill.
Why this reversal?
Well, we don't have the full story right now, but we have pieces of it. So we know that the mayor, Mayor Jenny Durkan, and 7 of 9 city council members released a statement yesterday saying that they were going to consider repealing the tax. And we know that there was a lot of well-funded opposition to the head tax from the No Tax on Jobs coalition. Amazon, Vulcan, and Starbucks each pledged $25,000 to put the head tax to a repeal vote. We also know that some polling, at least from organizers of the opposition to the head tax, showed it was unpopular. Councilmember Mike O'Brien said he was surprised by how unpopular the head tax was, even among people who had supported other progressive causes, too. And we know that there are a lot of re-election campaigns across the state this year, and O'Brien said there was concern that Democrats would lose their majority in the state legislature because of all the angst over the head tax, or pass a measure to ban the head tax to hold on to their seats. And it should be noted, most of the city council is up for re-election next year.
Mm-hmm. And what do we know about why there is so much opposition to this tax?
Money. I mean, this tax would tax $275 per employee per year from big businesses. And a poll of 400 people organized by opponents of the head tax said that more than half of Seattleites oppose the tax. A different poll of 800 Seattleites found that Seattleites were fed up with the city council's measures on homelessness. So I think that people just didn't trust the city council, too.
Businesses had wanted to put that head tax up for a vote. They had the signatures, right? It looked like it was going on the ballot. Is all that campaign done?
Yeah, so they needed 17,000 signatures to put this repeal vote to the ballot, and they announced today that they had 45,000, so way more than they needed to get this thing on the ballot. They're waiting until the repeal vote today as this meeting goes on, and we'll see if they take their effort off the ballot.
Are businesses saying they will do anything new to replace the money or to influence the process in a different way when it comes to affordable housing or homeless services?
That, I think, is the question. It's really interesting, and I haven't seen anything specific. Marilyn Strickland, for example, the head of the Seattle Chamber of Commerce, was at a city cocktail event last week, and I asked her what she would do if she were in Mayor Durkan's shoes looking at this declining general fund and a lack of new revenue sources to fund homelessness. And she said that she would scrub the IT department, but that doesn't identify a new source of revenue. We've heard kind of vague terms about business supporting new solutions, but the Chamber of Commerce declined to participate in the Progressive Revenue Task Force that came up with the head tax as an idea in the first place. So I think that a lot of the people who supported the head tax are imploring business to come up with something concrete.
Well, we're going to be talking with a member of the business community and also one of the people who helped put together this plan of an employee hours tax, a head tax. That's the short story of what's happening really right now. This city council is voting as we speak or taking public comment right now and about to vote, Sydney?
Yes, I believe they're taking public comment right now.
Sydney Brownstone's our online editor, and she'll keep watching it for you. Thank you, Sydney.
Thank you, Bill.